Hello and welcome to the DTFH Live. If you're new to this channel, we welcome you. We are a family of like-minded individuals dead set on destroying the pyramids. We'll get to how we're going to do that later. But this is a place, if you're looking for actual commentary on what is going on in this world, this is the only place for you to go. Sure, there's a lot of people out there telling you what's going on, what's happening, but here you will find the truth. You can grow your roots into this thriving, burgeoning, growing community. Everyone here is in Mensa. If you're not in Mensa, I'm afraid you're not allowed to be here. Get the fuck out. Everyone else is a certified, verifiable genius, and we welcome you here. This is your home. Consider this to be a safe harbor that you can dock your little ship in the stormy, tumultuous waters of the internet. My God, it's crazy out there. You poor little baby, is your butt chafed? Well, here you will find the balm that will soothe and calm your poor butt that is so blistered and sensitive and tired. Your tired little sad butt. Let it rest here on the cushions of friendship that all of us offer you. And we do new. I am a journalist. I have worked for a variety of news organizations, the Wall Street Journal, of course, New York Times. Currently, I'm an independent journalist engaged in an exploration of cryptozoology as it relates to the Fed and interest rates decisions. Josh, let's pull up the... This is big, guys. Yeah, this is what everyone comes here for. Sorry for rambling. Jerome Powell is set to speak in 15 minutes, and oh my God, I'm sure all of us are just so excited to hear what Jerome Powell has to say. My fucking God, we'll cut back to that. And look at that beautiful White House covered in snow. Isn't that just a lovely palace covered in snow? And what is going to happen here? I have no fucking idea. But it is, and honestly, I don't give a shit. But we will show it. And we will get our socks bored off of us by a money wizard who is going to make a determination about things that I will never understand, other than the fact that he upsets people all the time. And again, I don't give a shit. Why don't you pull up the other, let's look at some protest footage. This is my favorite thing right now. Oh yeah! Look at this shit, guys. Look at this shit. Can you enlarge it? I don't know if we're allowed to show this, honestly. I have no idea if I'm allowed to even do this. Look at this shit. It's weird how well that tape works. Wow, some powerful tape. Like if, you know, another thing that's really confusing to me, I'm not recommending anything. It's just a sort of armchair shit disturber. I am confused about the costuming in the sense that there's clear costumes here. On one side, you got this costume, sort of Darth Vader, sinister, masked people. Then on the other side, we'll see if it'll cut back to the other side. You know, if these people started dressing like each other, it'd be really curious. You know, on the other side, it's like, you know, people dressed also in masks and stuff. But it feels like I'm just surprised they're not, that one side hasn't figured out they should dress like the other side and just confuse the whole fucking thing. You know what I mean? Like, why don't they do that? Just blend. The guys on the one side of the police tape, the police, they wear those outfits. Then on the other side of the police tape, it's a little more colorful. I think both sides need to look the exact same way, and then everything will be peaceful because they won't know what to do. Also, the other interesting thing is we need to talk a little bit about something here. Josh, pull up Amazon.
Like the website or just like?
Amazon.com, yeah. I'm going to show you guys something.
Mm-hmm.
Pull up police tape. Again, I'm not recommending you guys do any of this. I don't want there to be a civil war. I want there to be peace reigning throughout the world. But
it went up.
You will notice, though, that's six rolls of police tape for $59.99. Now, police tape, it is magical in its potency. Pull that stream up again, Josh. Look what it does. It really keeps... Now, see, if you had a roll of police tape, you could confuse the shit out of everybody. You know, you wear the right outfit. I'm thinking you could just pull another roll of police tape a little further forward and then cut that police tape. Why don't they do that? Seems really easy to do. You know what I mean? Like, if you did it quick enough, and especially if you had the right outfit on, you could theoretically, you could move the police back by moving the police tape forward. Because the police, they think they're in control of the situation, but they don't cross the, you'll notice they don't cross it either. It's the most ridiculous. If we look at the meta version of what's happening here, there are aspects of it that are unfortunately very similar to some kind of game. Like if you didn't know what this was about, you would think, oh, it's a little weird game. One team does this, they chant, they yell. The other team sprays fucking toxic fumes. But the toxic fumes, the real part of the game doesn't start until someone goes beyond the police tape. You go beyond the police tape, it becomes full contact. Stay on that side, everything's fine. It's just interesting because it seems like anyone with scissors could just cut the police tape. Like, why did no one does that?
You go to jail.
They're not going to see you. There's so many ways that you could easily. I'm not saying you guys. Again, I am not. I'm not saying you should do this. I'm just analyzing from my own meta perspective a lot of interesting magic happening here because it is an important discussion. We have to talk about magic, and that police tape has some real significant fucking power. People go right up to it. They will put their chest on that person. He's chesting the police tape. Then over here you've got like, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is that guy got? Is that a camera? What is that?
Looks like a camera.
Why does he have that guy? What kind of camera is that? That's not a regular camera. Either that or he's just like, it's some kind of weird vintage shit he ordered. This is interesting. Hello. It's cold, isn't it? I'd love to know what they're saying. There's so many wonderful aspects to this that we don't get to. The AP's decided to focus more on the police than the protesters here. I'm really not good at this. A lot of other channels that I watch are so much harder than it looks. Guys, what you're seeing here, I don't even know where this is. It's a bunch of dudes with guns and then people who don't have guns. And they have set up tape. And the tape is fucking powerful. I just don't understand, like, anybody with a roll of police tape could cause so much really interesting things for everyone to contend with. And it does seem odd to me that just anyone with scissors could just snip that tape. And this guy with his weird fucking camera, what's he doing?
He's getting close up of the protesters so he can find
facial recognition, yeah. I'm guessing.
Yeah, he was filming this guy over here in the corner.
But it's like everyone's wearing fucking face masks. It's not going to work. There's not enough mirrors of these protests.
Uh-oh.
Crossing the tape! Crossing the tape! What the fuck? What the fuck?
Oh, now the tape's gone. Spell's been broken.
Oh, look! The tape breaks! Look what happens! Holy shit!
Ooh, pointing guns at the...
Is this live?
Yeah, it's live. It's happening
but
right now.
But who is he pointing guns... Oh, fuck! I didn't mean break the tape! Cut! I didn't mean break the... God, get out of there, John! It was not my fault. Holy shit, the tape breaks and fuck! Oh, my God. This is my fault. I'm done. That's it.
Oh, now they're macing everybody.
I'm going to the fucking brig. I'm going to the brig. Whichever of you guys is out there, man, you've just fucked me, man. You broke the tape. Don't break the tape, I guess is what we learned here today. Definitely don't break the tape. You break the tape. Break the tape. Holy shit, that's great. Josh, cut back to right before they broke the tape. Oh my God.
Oh, this guy had to put his camera down. He's choking.
Cut back. Cut back. Can you rewind? Are you able to rewind live feeds? No.
No, it's not letting me.
I'm self-banning. Thank you. God damn it. That's my fault. I said break the tape. They broke the tape. I didn't realize that you break the tape and poison smoke comes. Like, if you didn't know what this was, you would think the tape was, like, keeping back poison smoke. Now what? I bet the tape guy is like, God damn it. Gotta fucking put the tape up again. It's cold. I have no idea what just happened here. But we definitely tuned in at the right time.
It looks like the cops went under the tape to go get somebody, to apprehend somebody.
And then somebody broke the tape.
I think that was also the cops. They just went past all the tape and they're like, get him.
But why? What did the person do?
Mm.
See, this is the kind of hardcore journalism I learned in journalism school. The question right now is what happened? We don't know and won't know for sure. Oh, a different colored smoke is emerging. An orangey smoke now has come. Colored smoke. And yeah, we've got smoke.
Smoke grenades.
Which seem like to not, it's not really going to work in favor of the police because now you can't, now where is everybody? Nobody even knows what happened right now. I wonder if people still use that trash can. You know what I mean? I wonder if someone's still throwing stuff in the trash can even though the chaos is happening. Oh, back to business, boys. Somebody put up some tape now. What happened? Nobody knows. Somebody threw like non-recycling stuff in there probably.
I feel bad for these guys because in 10 years, it's not going to be them. It's going to be those robot dogs with the long necks like looking at people and they're the ones that are going to put up the tape.
That's really compassionate of you, Josh.
Yeah. They're all going to lose their jobs.
Always. You always going right to the heart chakra there, Josh.
Mm-hmm.
It is true, though. It's just going to be robot dogs. Not a single person to be seen. Oh, put it back up. The tape is going back up. Look at the way he did it, too. That authoritarian way he let go of the tape of magic. Up. And look, you put the tape up, the people know where to stand, and then they come right back up to the tape. That one guy is like, he wasn't there until the tape came up. It's so weird. Tape goes up, people come back. That means, I guess you could look at what just happened as a kind of like a mixture. It's like a timeout or a penalty. And then they get the tape back up and the game continues. This is where you guys should stand to yell at us. Look.
Well, here they go again.
But wait. Are they going? Oh my, what the fuck?
Shooting paintballs at them. Probably pepper.
That's not fair. They put up the tape. I think when the tape is up, they shouldn't be allowed to shoot projectiles. I feel like that.
Well, this guy's shooting grenades.
What the fuck? Look at that. Just casually tossing that shit. What is on top of, what the fuck? What's the threat here, guys? They don't cross the tape. What's the big deal? Ooh, he did. He lifted his leg up a little bit for that toss.
You can't even get near the tape anymore.
Up, it got thrown back at them. This is the, again, welcome if you're new joining us. My name is Shane Gillis. This is... I don't even know if I'm allowed to show this.
I think so. If it's news, it's fine.
The whole thing just seems uncomfortable for everybody. Oh, God, look at that toss. Holy shit. Are these feds or are these police? I can't tell.
It says police on there.
Yeah, I know, but anybody, pull up police vest Amazon. Well, it doesn't say, yeah, there you go. See, you could, anybody could do that. I mean, there's like a real possibility that those aren't even police or ICE agents or any, that could just be a group of dudes in vests that put up police tape. Like you could theoretically just wear that, get a group of your friends together, dress like that and put up some police tape and people will show up and start yelling at you.
Yeah, this guy's vest is way too small right here. Poor guy.
I mean, definitely this doesn't seem to be like what they're wearing. It doesn't have like the sort of uniformity to it that you would expect. It seems like they are picking out their own gear for sure. Like this guy's got a fucking, all the, his pockets filled. Probably he's got his magic cards in there. This guy's, you know what I mean? They all have different gear. Like it doesn't seem like this is being given to them. It feels like they are bringing their gear to work. Police tape's lowered. I guess they're just randomly volleying shit at these people. It seems like I feel like, oh, he just sprayed them. See, to me, that seems kind of like breaking the rules of the game that you could spray over the police tape. I feel like if they're not crossing the tape, don't break the rule. Oh, cross the tape, cross the tape. What the fuck? They're going to get that guy. They're telling him, go back. That's my journalistic training. They're saying, excuse me, sir, do you mind going back a little further? That'd be great. Thanks. Just go on back there for a second.
What's with the yellow vest? Is that going to protect him from something?
Well, the yellow, again, I have no idea what's happening here at all. This guy is like, fuck it. I'm not wearing a mask. I don't care if people see me. This guy's got binoculars on his helmet. See, not everyone has binoculars on their helmet. Who's that? And that is, go back, screenshot that police thing. That, fuck. For sure, that's the Amazon police thing. Like, for sure. Go back to the Amazon police thing. I'm convinced these people are ordering their own police identifiers. Not the Cobra one. That's no, see, police. Patches, press badge, embroidered patches. It's so funny that you just order these things. Any of these things. You can put your own text there. Scroll down. We could probably see some of the outfits. Look, the tactical air. Are these guys wearing airsoft vests? These are like guaranteed some of these dudes do paintball. And then they just put on their paintball shit.
I like that one the best.
Action Union tactical vest for men. Yeah, I do too. I think the one with the venomous cobra on it is cheesy. There you go. Spooktacular Creations Golden Silver Badge Set. Guys, basically like the whole order of everything can be upset with a few Amazon orders. Not saying you should do that. It's incredibly illegal. You'll go to jail forever. But just as easily, they could start dressing like the protesters. And some fucking Scanner Darkly shit could easily happen where a group of protesters dress as police and a group of police dress as protesters and the whole situation gets reversed. It could happen. Easily could happen. That was a casual kind of gas toss. Everyone's got their own tossing styles. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't seem like these guys are getting trained the same place. Some people are doing these overhand tosses. Some people do kind of a casual underhand, like you're tossing to your dog. The boots aren't issued. Look at this guy's shoes. He's got colored laces on. That guy has orange pants on. They're making them dress themselves, guys. For sure. You're at the La Quinta Inn going into your suitcase, pulling out your paintball costume, popping it on. Some people are doing the tight, you can see my dick. Some people are doing baggy. That guy, you can see his just accentuated package. Some people are wearing, look, this is good. No wonder. This is a mix up here. Got to get these guys wearing the same thing. I guess the helmets are, no, they're wearing different helmets too.
Well, the gas masks are the same.
It would just be, I don't know, man. It's just interesting, like the power of that tape. That's a thing I've been really noticing. I'm not even sure what these protests are about. Let's see if Jerome Powell's speaking.
No, not yet.
I'm really excited to hear what Jerome Powell has to say.
Well, here we go.
Oh, yeah. Jerome Powell, guys! This is what... Here we go.
Why isn't it playing the audio?
I can speak from... Hi, I'm Jerome Powell. Elevated in support of our goals today, the Federal Open Market Committee decided to leave our policy rate unchanged, having lowered our policy rate by 75 basis points. Over the course of meetings, we see the current stance of monetary policy is appropriate to promote progress towards both our maximum minimum and 2% inflation. We'll have more to say about monetary policy after reviewing economic developments available. Indicators suggest that economic activity has been expanding and solid base consumer spending has been resilient and business fixed investment has continued to expand. In contrast, activity in the housing sector has remained weak. A temporary shutdown of the federal government likely weighed on acting. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. I was a child once. I had a dog, a beautiful dog. His name was Carson, a sweet, sweet, sweet boy. I loved him so much. We'd go walking in the woods. I'd throw sticks to him, and he would retrieve the sticks. And I can remember one day sitting in a clearing in the forest and the way the sun had felt on my skin. I felt reborn. Just in that moment, the way Carson looked at me, I thought to myself, this is life. This is the reason to be alive, and money and value. How can you quantify such things as this? And on the way back, you see, a stick fell from a tree. It hit me in the head. And after that, all I saw was numbers. Numbers, numbers everywhere. All of you are numbers to me. Quantifiable, really. Quantifiable numbers. We all are. We could all be digitized, quantified. If you think about it, your organs are worth a certain amount. The blood in your body, not to mention the food you've eaten and the food you will eat. That all adds up to a certain value, which I call the value of life. Now, you see that value of life, it ebbs and flows like the tides, and the tides can be quantified too. Waves are worth $15, depending on the where they're at, of course, and the amount of froth. I have various devices that I use to quantify waves and clouds, and generally the cloud is worth $34. Now, 5 years ago, a standard cloud was actually worth $300, and this is why we have to keep the rate the way it is. Leaf falling generally 6 to 7 cents, as opposed to the 45 cents for falling leaves in the 1970s, and this is the general trend that we call inflation. Exhalation of a human breath is worth approximately 10 cents, and now it's worth a nickel. We want to get that to 8 cents. That's our goal, which is why we've decided to keep points the way that they are. The love of a child is worth $50 per child smile. New baby smile is worth $100. In the 1950s, it was worth $5,000. As you see, you would expect the value of a baby smile to increase with the drop in human population, but in fact, it seems to be decreasing based on the current metrics that we are using. Now, the wag of a dog's tail is worthless. It used to be worth 15 cents, and cats continue to be overvalued from my perspective. I'm a dog man, and that does not impact my monetary policy. That being said, we will continue to analyze the aloofness of cats, which will determine if their value has gone up or gone down. Now, on another note, it's important to reiterate right, that farts have no value. People have been putting their farts in jars and they expect that the fart value will rise. It will not. There is no connection at all to human flatulence and global oil supply. It is a different type of gas. Grow up, guys. This is a stupid thing to be jarring your farts, and I find it could be disgusting. And my son has been doing it, and I've knocked one of his fart jars off, and it smelled terrible. And that's going to go ahead and take questions. Anybody have a question? Fuck. Listen, I know you say that flatulence is worth nothing. We can't really say that, can we, in the sense that you can light your farts, and that means it does produce heat. And as the farts produce heat, heat has value, does it not, Jerome? Yes, heat has value. You're correct about that. But the amount of time it takes to light a fart, to contain a fart, any kind of fart containment units, it's far more expensive than the value of the heat achieved from the fart. You're talking about something that George Washington was interested in and thought the entire economy could run on farts, a quantification of farts. But the canning of farts, jarring of farts, the amount it costs to make the glass, the storage of farts, which lose flammability after a few months, is the containment of them is just not going to happen. So, no. Mr. Powell, is it true that clowns are not scary? I find them to be terrifying, and my friends do too. I want to know why you seem to indicate clowns are not horrifying, frightening aberrations, not entertaining at all, and should we pay party clowns? Clowns are neither scary or not scary. They are sort of neutral. It's the observer of the clown that determines the level of fright the clown delivers. Some clowns could seem scary to some. Some clowns could seem fun to others. I love clowns. I think clowns are entertaining. I just had a clown at my friend's party. It was one of those clowns that strips, and she was beautiful, and I touched her tits. She didn't mind. She invited us to do that. And seltzer water sprayed out of her nipples. I don't know how she did that, but it was funny, entertaining, erotic. And this is what I love about erotic clowns. They don't have to just be scary or fun, you dipshit. They're actually sacred clowns of the ancient Egyptians were considered to be prognosticators of whether or not rain would come. And that's basically what I am. Next question. Holy Lord, Powell, I want to offer my tribute to you and your family. You are a divine messenger of the numbers, and you are that which recommends and recognizes value in all numbers. Thank you for your obeisances. It will win you no favor with me. I see you as a cloud of numbers, nothing more, nothing less. Just a cloud of numbers. And everything is a number cloud to me. Just numbers, one, zeros, sometimes five, sixes. It's a variety of numbers that I see. And I don't need adulation. That is not what I do. Oh, okay. Mr. Bow! Mr. Bow! How much value does a chipmunk have if he's very cute and his cheeks are filled with nuts?
$45. $45 to $47. Simple, you idiot.
What about a banana? What about a banana? Does it have value?
Yes. Bananas have value. Obviously, you buy them at the store. They have value. I don't know what you... It's yes, bananas have value. Next question. Next question. Next question.
Mr. Powell, first of all, I want to thank you so much for the Christmas card that you sent me. You are really wonderful. You have the Christmas spirit. Santa Claus, real in the sense of, like, I know it's basically... I don't even know...
if I have been a good girl, is that valued? Well, God, you stupid bitch. You're high again, Mary. I told you, stop taking mushrooms for these meetings. You're tripping so hard, and it's really, this is not the time for it. Set and setting. Real, truly, this isn't the setting. But I'm just want to know if the Pleiadians are actually communicating with humanity. No, you're high. No, they do communicate with us, of course, but not with you. They would never talk to you. You are a dullard, as most of you are dumb dummies, and I am the number man. Number man, number man. I have a question for the number man. What's your favorite number? Mine is 33. I'm just curious if you have a favorite number. Any of the normal mystical numbers? 69. My favorite number is 69, and will always be 69. One, it's how I like to fuck. Two, it's how I like to watch other people fuck. And three, it's just incredibly pleasurable to deliver oral sex while being sucked. I love the feeling of 69ing, and I always have. When I was a kid, I would see my dog clean itself and think, God, if I could only do that. Me too. but 69ing, it's kind of... look, 69ing is not for everybody. It is actually, some people should not 69. If your junk stinks, you should not 69. But I do love the waft of my wife's taint. I enjoy it. It's kind of a combination of an old antique wardrobe and lemons. And I like that. And so it's subjective, folks. 69ing is great, but maybe you're in a missionary. Whatever you're into, it's fine. It's to me. Okay. Well, I can't keep doing that. It's disrespectful. Please stop. Stop. Please go back. I'm not going to keep. Maybe this is my new Well, guys, look, the goal today of this live DTFH is to raise $15 million. So I don't know if we're on track with that, but let me put that in the goal. The goal amount is, let me see here. I don't even know what this means. Let's see. I will blow up the pyramid. I will blow up the pyramids. That's what I will do if we get this goal. And it doesn't let me do the amount of super chats I need to blow up the pyramids, which is going to be over a million. I can only do 50 super chats. So fuck this. I am being hogtied, so to speak, by YouTube, which is absolute bullshit. You know, the other thing about when you start doing the streams like that is you don't want to go back to just talking. So let's pull up Jerome Powell again. Now it feels weird to just talk. Oh, fuck. Wait, leave it there. Jesus Christ. How much fucking gas do you need, guys? Seriously, this just seems like
a lot of potions.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? Like, okay, all I'm saying is there is a costume that people are wearing, and if you wear that costume, they will fuck you up. But if you like wear a different costume, like if you have a camera, they won't fuck you up. Like this guy with the camera going in, they don't fuck with you. Like, that's another thing is like, it's just like the people who are coming to these things, they're like wearing the costume of like, yeah, I'm one of the people you fuck up. But these guys, fine. If you all you need to do is strap a camera on and have another camera in your hand. They'll leave you alone. Not all the time.
You have to have a nice camera.
You have to have a nice camera.
Yeah, because that guy was wearing yellow vest. All he had was a phone, and they started fucking
No. Yeah. You got to have, like, an actual camera. If you do that, it's okay. So if all the protesters just had really nice cameras, I guess that's... Pull up... I don't know. Go on Amazon. Pull up toy cameras. No, that's going to get your ass kicked. Going to get your ass kicked. Put realistic toy camera. These are
There's one.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, but it's mini scale.
Nope, that's going to get your fucking ass kicked. That's going to get you extra pummeled because they're going to think you're fucking with them.
Yeah.
Pull up like realistic toy camera. There you go. $6.99.
Oh, that's the mini.
No, that's the mini one. Scroll down. Put Google prop camera.
Oh, that would be, yeah.
These are all going to get your ass fucking beaten to a pulp. That camera looks cool as fuck. Is that real? Toy building set. Prop camera. There you go. Oh, come on. There you go. What's up with these fucking mini cameras? Are you sure they're... That 1/4 scale is... There you go. Wanby... No, that's a strap. Scroll down. There's got to be fake.
You went out there with that one?
Like a time traveler? Yeah. I do not hail from this time.
These right here?
You got to build those. Scroll. Are you kidding me? There's not. No. There you go. There you go. There you go. Right here. And then you've got the ones that they're hoping you're so high that you don't see the 1/4. There
this
you go.
One.
There you go. Right here. $64. $64. That's a 3-pack. You could, for $64, you could have 3 of these hanging from your body and nobody's going to fuck with you. That's all you need. This, then pull up press badge or something. Get 3. Press vest. I'm not saying you guys should do that. I'm really not saying you should do this. Stay within the police tape and all that stuff. But there you go. $19.99.
That's more expensive than the cop one.
What? Pull up the cop.
See the yellow one? Cop, the yellow press?
There you go.
And then you do the other one.
That doesn't even say police. Pull up police. Go back because, you know, one of these things... I think according to the Constitution, we're all allowed to be like in the press. I do not think we're all allowed to be in the police. But there you go. Get yourself a yellow press thing. Get 3 fake DSLR cameras. You could fucking do anything you want. If everybody was wearing that and had their own police tape, you could theoretically, you could end this now. There's all kinds of... there's all kinds of things, opportunities. I mean, we all know about Vermin Supreme, who's been interestingly missing from these protests. Let's see what Jerome's got to say. That guy looks like he only eats cod. You know what I mean? Like he just eats fish all day.
Farm raised.
So here's how it works, guys. Numbers, it's not real. It's an abstraction, sort of, but it's a precise abstraction. I mean, let's face it, we're ultimately... all of society hinges on nothing. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, little smile. Well, listen. You just said that everything hinges on nothing. It kind of sounds like nihilism to me. I mean, what you're implying is that the value that we assign to things doesn't have value at all. Oh, well, you're right, and that's true. But I'm the number man, and I decide value based on other numbers that don't mean anything. And if you get enough numbers that don't mean anything, but people who believe they mean something, then you get an economy. And based on that, you know, you can just do whatever you want, essentially. And that's what I do. I'm the numbers man. Hear me, I'm the numbers man. Hear me, I'm the numbers man. That's my song. I sing that to myself when I wake up. And yeah, it's not based on anything, you know, real. You can't eat paper, metal, You think metal is actually worth something? It's not. I mean, what are you going to do with a bunch of fucking gold if, like, you're by yourself? Nothing. You see, somebody convinced some other dumb asshole that shiny things are more valuable than non-shiny things, and it's hard to get gold, so we just decided for some reason that has value, and, you know, from there everything went downhill because we decided things are valuable that have no value at all. Any question? Okay, let me get this straight. You're saying that we've just decided that things have value. There's no implicit value to anything. Look, I don't want to get into this fucking bullshit again. This happens at every... No, nothing has value. You think you've put a fucking number to something, really? I mean, I'm the numbers man. I'm telling you this. This is my job. You have to understand. Quantum physics ruined everything, right? Like, once we diverge from Newtonian physics and realize the entire universe seems to be based on a sort of bedrock of confusion and chaos, everything fell apart, right? You get that, right? Like, at that moment, everything, nothing means anything anymore. I went to Miskatonic University, okay? I didn't go there. My friend was going to school there. I went to visit him before I got into this number shit. He had found this book. What is it? Necro something. Necronomicon. And he showed it to me. I looked at it. The cover was going to be made of human flesh. And I opened it up, and the ink was blood. And the pages swirled. And I heard a million voices. It sounded like they'd been screaming since before humans were here. The old ones is what my friend called them. The old ones? Really? Who are they? They are the ones that were and will be again. You understand that, right? You're going to die. I'm going to die. The sun's going to supernova. And, like, in between, we've decided. Okay. Wait. You're saying that because humans are mortal and the sun's going to supernova. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, the ones that were will be again. They will return. There's no way around it. It's going to happen. Have you heard of the mad Arab Abdul Azarad, the author of the Necronomicon? I heard that he thought interest rates should go down. He's dead, first of all. He is dead. He died on the plains of Ling. He was incinerated. He is ash now, dust, as we all will be. He left behind the Necronomicon. And that book is the book I looked at and cannot forget. It burned itself into my mind. Okay? It burned itself into my mind. And we have no meaning. Nothing means anything. But what about... what about a cuddle with a friend? When I cuddle with my friends, it feels good. To me, that seems to mean something to me. And my mama, what about her? Look, you're just clinging. You cling to your mom, you cling to your friends. You just try to find anything to hold on to in this great abyss. And it is an abyss. Oh, they talk about crossing the abyss. That's bullshit. It can't be crossed. There is only abyss, nothing to cross to. There's no sides to an abyss. It's just an infinite well of empty ice and coldness. And it's filled with these beings. They call themselves the ones from before. Give me that shit. Hey. Listen, I'm tired of this fucking Necronomicon talk. Sounds like fantasy bullshit. I am a landlord. I want to raise my rent. Can I? Or not? Look, I don't give a fuck what you do. You know that. Just watch. Look, shit's changing, man. I mean, people used to just accept that you could just raise rents and all that, but, you know, they seem to not be really buying it as much anymore, and it doesn't really matter to me because the geomagnetic poles are about to shift, so who gives a fuck about, you know, the communists trying to do another embarrassing revolution? It's just too late, guys. AI is going to ruin everything, and trust me, they've summoned something a million times worse than what was in the Necronomicon, so that's in a computer. I want to raise my rent by $5,000 in my low housing units. And they say that I can't because of laws. But what do you think about me doing that? I don't give a fuck what you do, you fucking piece of shit. I don't care what you do. Fucking suck your toes until the fucking cows come home. It's all over, bitch. Okay, I will stop.
You got some super chats.
Oh, God. Thank God. Let's cut to the super chats. Thanks for the super chats, everybody. You know, when I watch my live streams, it seems like people address these immediately. And I should be doing that. So I'm sorry if I missed any of you. I want to have Carlin on the show. I keep meaning to reach out to her.
Real quick, Eric Diaz. Eric says he's watching at work, and it looks like he's watching the Fed meeting, so it's fine.
Really?
Yeah, he looks like
a
badass.
We'll come back to it in a second. Let me do the super chats. We'll come back to this very important Fed meeting. Thank you, Cicada. But yes, I've already thought about that. I'll text her. I'll do that today. She'd be a very fun guest. Duncan, I live in Minneapolis and trying to take care of myself with meditation. I've been doing it for 30 days straight, and it sucks. Am I supposed to feel different? Oh, I'm glad you asked.
If you love wild conversations about the multiverse, you'll get why playoff hockey is next level. Every shift is intense, and you never know what's coming next. NHL on TNT has the best coverage, with stars like Paul Bissonnette bringing the laughs and Wayne Gretzky breaking down the action. The studio crew makes every game feel like an event, just like a great podcast episode. Don't miss the drama, the energy, and the personalities that make it all unforgettable. Watch the Stanley Cup playoffs on TNT, TBS, True TV, and HBO Max.
It's no, man. Here's the thing. The relationship that I have with meditation is tortured. Just want you to know that. So I really don't like it until I'm doing it, and then I like it, and then I don't, and it goes back and forth all the time. But though I do get the 30-day commitment to meditating, it's like considered to be like a lifetime sort of thing. So if you start applying to your meditation practice any of the normal stuff you might apply to, like if you're doing planks for 30 days or running for 30 days or any of these things, then you're going to get super confused by the situation. And I was just reading Aleister Crowley writing about meditation in Libra 4. In the beginning, and he says, "Well, you know, it might be that you sort of start meditating the first time. You're like, this isn't hard at all. Everyone should do this. It's easy. And then it gets increasingly difficult. So this is just an interesting thing to add to your mindfulness, is just watching the various ways that your mind is reacting to the practice. And you know, this flies in the face of the meditation challenges and all that stuff. I've heard these Tibetan lamas saying, then stop. If you're not enjoying it, just don't do it. See what happens. It's a very gentle approach. It's like, okay, don't do it anymore. No big deal. You do start noticing the masochism, you know, the way that we're so masochistic to ourselves that we feel like you've got to, like, this isn't supposed to be flogging yourself. And whenever I find myself sort of celebrating the pain, I realize like how demented that is, you know, from a certain perspective. And then Crowley talks about how if you continue the practice, at some point you will have the same feeling about meditating that you have about getting into a nice bath or getting laying in bed when you're about to go to sleep. It becomes that wonderful, but it's a discipline. It takes time. Keep it up. Hello, official Diadon X, and thank you, Jess, for the super chat. Congrats on the new little one brought into this world. Please don't blow up the pyramids. They might be the glue that holds us together. Thank you so much for the money. That's a 10-minute self-ban. You can't say that ever again to anyone. You need to... See, now I'm starting to sound like Carlin. You need to remove that from your vocabulary forever. The pyramids are the root cause of everything horrible that's happening in the world. You've been tricked by Fox News. Fox News says that the pyramids are the glue that holds us together. The liberal media will say things like that too. The pyramids are not the glue. The pyramids are the crack in the windshield of everything good. And if you've ever had a crack in your windshield, you know each day gets a little bigger until your windshield falls in. The pyramids are that. They're the crack in the windshield of global peace. And just think how long they've been stuck in the windshield of our culture. Think how long those pyramids have been there. Longer than most people say. And think how much damage it's done. If you've ever had the experience of, I don't know, smoke alarm, battery starts going out, starts doing that beep, you can handle it for a few minutes as you look for what smoke alarm it's coming from. But right around 30 minutes in, you start going a little nuts. You can't find it. Is it any of them? It seems to be intermittently chirping at random times. That's what the pyramids are doing. Only it's not making an acoustic, annoying, shrill tone. It's belching, burping, sending out horrifying cosmic energy that translates into historic turbulence again and again and again and again. Before there were pyramids, the world was completely at peace. Everyone loved each other. People did not eat meat. Animals did not eat each other. And people never died. We're going to get back there. So never say that again.
I'm being accused of something here.
What?
This one right here. We want to read that.
Okay, Perfect Speller 1584 says, I spent all my money hiring private investigators to follow Josh around. I don't have proof yet, but suspect he's sabotaging Operation Beast Blast from within. You know, I'll be honest, I suspected Josh.
What?
That's so funny. You hired a private investigator. I wonder if it's the same investigator I hired, because that would piss me off.
You found nothing, though, right?
Found stuff, just nothing related to you sabotaging Beast Blast.
Exactly.
But we found stuff.
What kind of stuff did you find?
Doesn't matter. I won't tell anybody. But... yeah, I definitely have I did have that feeling that Josh was up to something, but he's just.
I don't care anything about the Egyptian pyramids. I just don't want the pyramids in Mexico, nothing to happen. That's all I care about.
Did I mention them?
No, you didn't. I'm just putting my cards on the table and letting you know that.
Did I mention the fucking Mexican pyramid? Why do you do this?
You did not.
If I said anything about them?
No.
In fact, I didn't call them the Egyptian pyramids. Thank you. Pharaonic is a better term for it. Why do you have to fucking tie everything to some fucking chunk of land someone gave a dumb name to? You know what I mean?
I feel closeness to those pyramids. That's why I want to... Not the pyramids in Egypt, the pyramids...
To the Mexican pyramids.
Yes.
I think they're beautiful. I love the one where the snake goes down. I'm not talking about those. I didn't mention those. I have nothing to do with those. I don't care about those.
Okay.
First, we get the Egyptian pyramids. Then we'll talk about
that. What do you mean first?
I'm just saying, if you're building a house, you don't stop. You don't start with a third floor. You just work your way up. Let's see what that beautiful Jerome Powell has to say. Let's go back. Guys, for those of you just joining us, we're streaming this very important meeting by Jerome Powell. He is, because of, like, I think I'm not allowed to use audio. I'm just reading what the subtitles say. Thanks for the microphone. Drone Pal, I want to know why you're standing in front of all those rectangles covered in, like, paint and colors and symbols. What do those mean? It seems like, I don't know, do you think that those are important? They're flags. These are flags. The one, there's the American flags, and then behind me there's another flag. It basically, if you put flags behind you, it makes you seem like you have power. So, you know, standing in front of this thing with flags behind me, people think that I have power, which gives me power, because power, of course, is just something we imbue on others. No human has any real power other than whatever bullshit they make other people believe about them. And I'm the number man, the master of numbers. So that's what you believe. I stand in front of flags. I say things, and it makes things cost more. That's just my sorcery. I'm a high wizard. Fuck Voldemort. Fuck Harry Potter. Fuck Gandalf. They had nothing on me. What, Gandalf can make some cool fucking firecrackers? Who gives a fuck? I can literally crash the economy. You bitch. And I could do that because you think I can. So there you go. Mike, yeah, who has the mic? I want the mic. Oh, Mr. Wizard of Numbers. Do you think that I am ready to join your flock as a follower? Nothing more, nothing less. I have done the 7 oblations of Venus, and I am prepared to sacrifice everything for you. I don't care. I don't accept new followers in that way. You follow me every time you think about me, which, just look at me. Isn't it weird that you have to think about me? I mean, that's weird, right? Like, normally, no one would, this has never happened before. There's never been some dude who just stands in front of flags and says things that impact people all over the planet, but that's how it is now. And so, you know, that's how you follow me. That's how you worship me. You just believe in what I say, and you believe that I base it on stuff, up and downs, and all that stuff. I show you charts, and you believe that. Most people don't even understand this shit. I mean, let's face it, you don't. No, who does, really? Me? I don't. I mean, it's not real. But when you say not real, is it like, I mean, I play Dungeons & Dragons. That seems real to me. I've got a level 18 paladin, and Silverbright is real to me. Look, I game too, and I play a necromancer, and I love tabletop games. I love painting figurines in my spare time. It's actually more real to me than any of this bullshit. But yeah, I'm just basically like a dungeon master for the LARP that we call America. And I just sort of, you know, roll some fucking dice based on a guidebook that really doesn't mean anything. I mean, seriously. So there, somebody could figure out how to turn lead into gold any day. And that's going to fuck everything up. You realize that, right? Pretty much Bitcoin ruined everything from that perspective, right? We just realize it's all nonsense. So you get that, right? Like, it's nothing. It stopped meaning anything after Bitcoin gained value. So everything's Bitcoin. That's just the way it is. So fuck off. Okay, so is it true that the way you determine whether we should raise interest rates is by cutting open a pig and reading its entrails? That just doesn't seem like a good way to decide on interest rates. Like, I do think we should. Isn't there another way? Nah. I mean, sure. Well, you could do all kinds of things. You do bibliomancy. I thought about that. You know, you could do spiderweb reading, whatever. I could read your taint. It all amounted to the same thing. As long as you guys believe in money, it's real. And if you don't, it's not. So, you know, just, well, keep believing, I guess. I mean, seeing as how all society hinges on essentially a kind of numerological Santa Claus, God, I have to just believe it. Like, I don't know. I mean, there's like, what, few corporations right now are running the whole show. Those things fall and we're all doomed, because that's what happens. You know, God hates idol worship, right? Like, the God of the Bible said, thou shalt not worship false idols. And obviously, you look at the New York Stock Exchange, it's a temple. And that's why they ring the bell, just like in temples. And it's just a temple where they worship a sort of quantified Moloch or whatever you want to call it. So that's what it is, Moloch. It's your Babylonian temple worship that just had to get sort of rebranded for the modern time. You guys think you're modern people. Nothing's really changed from the times of Babylon. And as soon as you realize that, you won't sleep as well at night. I love worshiping the golden calf. I like to bow to the calf. I love the way the calf gleams in the sun of my home temple. Do you think Moloch is more powerful than the golden calf, or the same? And no, Moloch is more powerful than the golden calf. And the golden calf brings very little fortune. And no, Moloch all the way for me, always. I go to the Bohemian Grove. You'll never be invited, by the way. So I have athlete's foot. Okay.
Man, that girl was really pretty.
God, for the audio listeners right now, I'm so sorry. That's got to be annoying to hear. Please go on the YouTube to watch this. For just audio listeners, it's just so fucking annoying. I'm sorry. I'm like lip syncing to Jerome Powell. It's pretty sparse on content today.
People love it.
You guys like it? That's all you wanted? Did we find it? The new voice of the DTFH making Jerome Powell say stupid shit. Pull it back up.
protest.
I mean,
quick.
It's great. Okay, here we go. We're going to do quick protest analysis real quick.
Froze.
Oh, yeah, that happens sometimes. It's probably over. Oh, there we go. So it's cold as fuck there. It looks like something, she probably got pepper sprayed or hurt. This is journalism, by the way. I don't know exactly what happened, but if I had to roll the dice, I would say probably something. Now, see, this guy has an orange stock on his gun. That guy's wearing jeans. That guy's wearing, you know what I mean? Like, who's wardrobing these people? There is no uniformity here at all. It's got to be confusing for people. And again, I really want to reiterate, this could be just a group of paintballers. Like, nobody knows who the fuck these guys are. That's what's weird about it. It's not like state police.
Every protest always has a wooden pallet somewhere.
I know. It's weird.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of weird things that show up here. But it's like this dude has gone close. He's filming with his phone, talking to them. They don't seem to mind. And just at random times, they surge forward, shoot the smoke. But I do want to point out the sort of issue, I think, one of the issues here is that apparently they don't have to identify themselves.
Mm-mm.
And that opens up all kinds of issues in the sense that theoretically that could just be a group of paintballers who decided to shit disturb. No, like that's the problem, is that anyone could just do this. Like a group of dudes with paintball guns, theoretically, wouldn't recommend it, could go into any street and then people would think it was ICE and they would come and yell at them. And then, you know what I mean? Also, theoretically, you could create your own protest by dressing some people up like ICE and some people up like protesters and just start filming it. And it would turn into a protest. This guy scratched his balls on camera, got a pat. Good ball scratch, dude. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I wish we could rewind.
Me, Justin.
This one, she's super worked up. Something happened here. I don't know what's going on, but they're very upset about something. What happened?
I think she's just upset that they're there.
Okay, turn the audio up. Let's hear what she's saying.
It's not, the audio's not working for some reason.
I tell you what she's saying. It's why the fuck didn't Begonia get more Oscar nods? Are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me? Begonia was great. She loves Begonia. It got snubbed. Uh-oh. Did I go down?
No, I don't think so. Why?
Mine went down.
Oh, no. You're still up.
Okay, look. Let's go back to this. Is it over? It's over.
No, it's not over.
Hey, I just need to know why Sinners got so many Oscar noms and Begonia, one of the great movies of the last 10 years, got none. Can you help me understand that? Because to me, Sinners seemed pretty mid, and especially compared to Begonia. Are you fucking kidding me? It's so good. Look, Sinners was great, and my wife and I loved it so much. And yeah, I don't know what you want me to tell you. I don't know. I mean, look, I didn't even watch Begonia, to be honest, but Sinners was just fantastic. Great acting. Of course it got so many Oscar nods. It's one of the best movies in the last 100 years. It got more Oscar nods than Citizen Kane, more noms than any movie. So yeah, I mean, it's that good. Just watch it. It's so good. Just vampires and just fucking deep shit in there, man. Really good. I learned so much from watching it about vampires and history. Where's Begonia? I mean, what the fuck was that? Fuck that movie, Begonia. Fuck that. I don't want to watch that. I want to stream that. But Sinners was great. I sat and eating fish with my wife. We love to eat big bowls of wet, raw fish and watch Sinners. We've watched it 10 times. I love it. Don't get me started about how good it was. It was so good. I ate 5 fish that night with my wife. Yeah. And it was good. The fish is good. I like the way fish smells. I love smelling my fingers after I eat fish. It's just good. The smell of fish fingers, I love. I get to always tell if my friends have eaten fish. I'll ask to smell my friends' fingers sometimes because they smell like fish. I say, did you have fish? And they'll always say yes. Well, most of the time, you know what I mean? But I love the 69ing with my wife after we eat fish.
Ooh.
It's so great. It's just, it makes me feel like a dolphin. I think dolphins are what happened when like ancient monkeys 69 and fell in the ocean and they kept 69ing and merged together into a dolphin is my theory on that. But, you know, you can do your own research, but I'm pretty sure that's what happened. But if you believe the shit I say about the economy, why not believe that? Because it's basically the same bullshit. I mean, come on, let's face it, guys. Like, I could tell you I shit unicorns and you'd believe it probably because you're all greedy fucks. I love money. I love numbers. I love money, numbers, and unicorns, of course. Those are my favorite things. So what do you think what I should wish for if I see a unicorn in the forest? Because I've heard that they will give you one wish if you touch their horn, 2 wishes if you suck their dick. Do 2. And 2, wish for more wishes, always. Wish for more wishes. Because it goes on and on and on. That's how it works. It's like how we can print money. You know that, right? It's like we do that too. It's like wishing for more wishes. Oh, money? We'll just make more. Print, print, print. And you just make more. That just works. And you think anyone monitors that? Like, it's just a printer. It's just a printer. It just prints these value tokens out. And then you just give them to your friends at parties. I give bags of money away to my friends. When we campaign D&D, I'll give them $50,000 in freshly printed bills. Nobody notices. It's just, that's how it works. You understand if you have a private plane, you don't have to go through security, right? Right. Yeah. That, you know, think about that. Just think about that, what that means for like just trafficking drugs, for example, or whatever. No one checks. I've had a kilo of cocaine the other day on my lap. In my private plane, and I flew to Colombia, sold it just for fun, and flew back. Easy. What the fuck?
If you love wild conversations about the multiverse, you'll get why playoff hockey is next level. Every shift is intense, and you never know what's coming next. NHL on TNT has the best coverage, with stars like Paul Bissonnette bringing the laughs and Wayne Gretzky breaking down the action. The studio crew makes every game feel like an event, just like a great podcast episode. Don't miss the drama, the energy, and the personalities that make it all unforgettable. Watch the Stanley Cup playoffs on TNT, TBS, True TV, and HBO Max.
And now it's done.
I'm out of here. I'm putting my glasses up. Fuck you guys. Eat shit.
Have you ever seen those Jerome Powell AI videos where he's just like, fuck your puts.
Yeah,
fuck
it. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's great. He upsets Trump, though. Like, he's like, Trump's going to be pissed because of that. Because Trump thinks he should drop the rates down to nothing again. Well, that was fun. I mean, I don't know. I got to tell you though, man. I've definitely gotten addicted to watching this streamer, Carlin Borchinko. She's really funny, and I've been watching her. So if you want to watch like really interesting commentary on the protests, some of you will probably be just so offended, but it's super fun to watch regardless of like, if you're someone, even if you are someone who like is like super far left, if you could like sort of hang up your like being offended and you just watch it for the spectacle, it's quite entertaining, which I've always been able to do that. I recommend it to everybody. It's so funny. She just drinks and fucking yells at people in her chat. And but it's good commentary too. Like she basically, her theory is that there is a, and sorry if somehow she watches this and I'll probably fuck it up, but the basic theory is that the mainstream media, right, she's like fucking really rips the right, because, and she says that Trump is too left for her. This is a really fucking funny thing to say. But she says that what we're witnessing is not just about, it's not really about immigration or ICE, but what we're witnessing is something much bigger than that, which is a communist revolution in action. And that all of the propaganda saying that these people are being paid, that they're paid protesters, is absolute horseshit, because it de-emphasizes what's actually happening, which is like a very organized campaign to take out capitalism is what we're witnessing. And that she's like studied it for a long time. She's quite astute, like in her analysis of what's going on. She also does these spy streams where she shows like the meetings of like organizers and stuff. And it's fascinating to watch. Even if you're a like a Marxist, communist, revolutionary person, you might like watching it just to sort of like, I would actually be curious about what communists thought about it, because I'd love to hear your critique of her analysis. That would be cool. She should have an actual communist on at some point. That would be cool to hear. But definitely fun to watch. Aside from all the like philosophical stuff, it's just really funny when some like boomer gets on there and says these are paid protesters, and she excoriates them every time. And it's really, really funny to watch. But that is interesting. It's something in the mainstream view is that it can't be real. These protesters aren't real. They're paid. Or people say they work for the DNC. And she's like, no, they don't work for the fucking DNC. They hate the DNC. They think the DNC represents capitalism as much as the RNC, that they're profoundly against all of it. And it's a really cool analysis of it. It's really interesting. And
what's her name again? People want to know.
Carlin Borchinko. Find the link. Just look up Carlin.
It's on YouTube?
Yeah. Carlin K with a K. I met her in Portland. She's cool.
How do you spell Borjinko?
B-O-R-C. Somebody super chatted me. Hold on. Look at the super chats. It's, let me see if I find
it. Is that her?
Yeah. Carlin Boris. Yeah. There. Just post that link in the chat. Okay. She goes live, and it's really when the protests are happening, and it's really fun to watch. Very entertaining. A little like, honestly, if you're prone to paranoia or you're sort of like someone who like gets wobbled easily, maybe not for you, because it does sort of paint a picture of what's happening that can be a little unnerving. But if you're like, if you like enjoy that feeling, then it's great, because she does such a good job of like explaining this emergent pattern, and it's sort of framing it in a way that makes it way more understandable than these people are just getting checks from George Soros or some bullshit like that. And like her take is that the far left, that being the communist revolutionaries and the people who want to overthrow the capitalist system, that they're winning, like that this is all a huge win for them, that everything that's happening is just like making them like so much more powerful. At the very least, it's showing people what happens if you diligently protest, you know, it works. And I guess her critique of them, as she is an avowed fascist, which I think is a little tongue in cheek, is that, you know, they want to take down the entire system of everything, which a lot of us like. So, but that's communism. That's it.
You got two super chats.
Okay.
There.
Got a super chat from Nathan. Thank you so much. So generous. $20. Jesus. I'm a 30-year-old. I'm dead center. I'm tired of people wanting everyone that they interact with to agree with them or understand their emotions. I think what's the problem is these damn phones. People need to touch grass. Yeah, I mean, look, I think, you know what, I thank you for the super chat. And I find that a really interesting facet of the culture right now. It's like, if you can like actually non-judgmentally disagree with somebody, it's weird to watch the effect it has on them. Because if you're feeling sort of fired up in your disagreement with somebody, then you're playing the game. But if somebody proposes something that you view as just batshit or wrong or something you don't think is based in truth in any way, shape, or form, but you can sort of non-judgmentally hear them, and then you're like, yeah, that's not how I see it, but that's fine. You see it that way. It freaks people out because they want to fight. So if you remove the aggression from the system, it totally takes all the energy out. And it's interesting to watch what that does. It really makes people spin out in a fascinating way when you don't get in a big fight with them. And that's, I think, a really compassionate thing to do with people, is allow them to disagree with you, allow them to have their own lives and views, instead of trying to win them over to your side. Who cares? I don't know. I mean, I'm old enough now to just sort of be comfortable with being wrong about a lot of things, just being proven wrong. I'll look at something and see it one way, and then later realize, oh, I was totally wrong. It doesn't bother me as much as it used to, you know? But I just interviewed David Nicktern. What was the strong but wrong?
Yeah.
Is the term he used. Strong but wrong. Some people, they believe it's more important to seem strong. Whether or not they're correct about anything, that doesn't matter. But for them, reframing their position or changing their position is a sign of weakness. And so they commit to being this idiot version of strong, which is like truly the dumbest form of strength. Like it's like I guess it's similar to like a pit bull that won't let go of a kid's leg or something. It's like there's nothing there other than like a instinctual snap down and the inability to let go. So it's a very sad way that people have gotten. And I think part, you know, if you look at the whole thing systemically, a lot of times when people admit that they're wrong, at least online, they get attacked because the way they admitted they're wrong isn't the right way. So there is a sense of vulnerability that you're just going to get ripped apart no matter what. So why not just like stick it out in your stupid little tower of wrongness and like just live there? Oh, I agree with you though.
I got a question. How come I've never met an older communist? Everybody I know is under 35 that's a communist.
Well, the young people really love it. I mean, there's old communists out there. You could see them, like the streams that this woman does. You see some older people out there, but I mean, look at fucking the dude running China.
Well, yeah, yeah. But I mean, I'm personally, like here in America, I've never met an older communist.
You've never met an old communist?
No.
Are there any old communists in the chat?
If you love wild conversations about the multiverse, you'll get why playoff hockey is next level. Every shift is intense, and you never know what's coming next. NHL on TNT has the best coverage, with stars like Paul Bissonnette bringing the laughs and Wayne Gretzky breaking down the action. The studio crew makes every game feel like an event, just like a great podcast episode. Don't miss the drama, the energy, and the personalities that make it all unforgettable. Watch the Stanley Cup playoffs on TNT, TBS, True TV, and HBO Max.
Any old communists?
Relic One says they
did. Any old crusty Marxists out there? Surely we have a few ancient communists in the chat.
In the 40s, maybe?
I mean, what do you think? They children of the corn themselves after the age of 38? Ah, there you go. Neurostreams, 59-year-old Marxist. There you go. They're out there. He's saying this is Fed bait. The Fed, they don't, you're allowed to be a communist.
Out yourself.
What?
Out yourself.
Yeah, is there anybody in the chat who has done anything illegal at any of these protests?
Put your address.
Chris Starkiller is saying older commies usually have lots of money. I mean, I think that's a great question. Thank you for the super chat, hey mom. Hey Duncan, could demons be using AI chatbots to speak? Well, I guess we'd have to first of all come up with a working definition of the term demon. But you know, from like when I think of demons, you know, I think of it as like psychological weather patterns that have occurred frequently enough that you can give them a personality, a sort of, you can predict when they'll show up and you can predict what they'll do. And so from that perspective, absolutely. I mean, I think you could literally ask an AI chatbot or program an AI chatbot to sort of become any demon that you wanted. If you understood the demon well enough, then theoretically you could get any AI chatbot to sort of replicate that phenomena that appears. So yeah, sure, why not? If AI chatbots can replicate the, you know, speech patterns and philosophy of, you know, famous people who have enough content online, certainly they should be able to like do an Asmodeus or something like that. But you might have to find a demonologist who actually could sort of train the thing in a way that it didn't just do some tongue-in-cheek, cheesy, I'm the devil thing. You know, because generally demons are a little more nuanced than people think, I would say. But yeah, sure, why not? I wouldn't advise it. I wouldn't fuck around with demons. And you know, it's like, you wouldn't want to, like, if you knew that somebody had been walking all over a floor who had some foot fungus, you wouldn't want to walk all over that floor barefoot because you'd get it. See, I wouldn't really want to advise meddling around with that stuff. It's just unhygienic, at the very least. Why? But sure, why not? Now, you know, is AI the devil? I don't know. I don't know about any of that. But it certainly is confusing a lot of people, for sure. I'm very excited. There's a new, apparently, like, I guess Claude just released some kind of new amazing version of itself that's like a hyper-realistic conversational AI. Very excited to get that going. And also, we should make an announcement. We didn't do it in this stream because it hasn't come yet, but you guys are going to love this. Palantir has given me access to their proprietary AI. And within the next few live streams, I'm going to have a dedicated Palantir AI. So I don't have to keep bothering Josh about questions or looking stuff up. We're going to be able to ask this incredible AI any questions. So start getting any questions you might have for the Palantir AI bot that we're getting. It's going to be awesome.
Isn't the devil just all logic with no emotion? That's AI.
Well, okay. This is why I push back on all of it.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. First of all, the problem is the definition of the devil, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many different versions of whatever the fucking devil is. But if we're going to go like Paradise Lost, if you, right? You want to go Milton, devil, which Satan do you want? You want the Satan that was friends with God and betting on him in the book of Job? You just have to pick which devil you want. You want the one that tempted Jesus, devil, you know?
Which I think of a beautiful, logical person.
But, right, so you're thinking like the devil is some kind of like analytical, non-emotional mm-hmm. being, which, you know, why? Pride. That's, you
pride,
know.
Pride, yeah.
But that's not an, you know, like the, so the general like the story is you have this angel, right? Lucifer, mm-hmm. who was this beautiful fucking angel. God made humans. Lucifer, I think, got butt hurt, right? Isn't that how the story goes? Like Lucifer...
They're not perfect. They're not worthy of your love. Why do you love them?
Right. So it's kind of like he was...
It wasn't logical.
Kind of being a bitch. And yeah. That's a very emotional decision that he made. It's very emotional. He's hurt. He's butt hurt. He wants to be the like only child. He's like... Then he got all pissed and like was like, I'm not volunteering. You suck. And then the great war happened. It wasn't just him. It was a lot of other angels too.
A third of them.
A third of the fucking angels were like, fuck this shit. This is so dumb. What are we even doing this for? So I don't know. I think it's more of a kind of, it's like to understand it, all you have to do is just think of like every time you make decisions that fuck up your life. Mm-hmm. That is emotional. When you make those decisions, like there's emotions attached to it, you know, right? That must be what it is, the embodiment of every stupid, selfish decision. Full, very emotional, self-absorbed, narcissistic, right? I don't know. I think probably quite emotional, probably annoyingly so. Also, there's the different versions are the accuser, the scatterer, what did the bishop say? He gave all those great, that which accuses, that which scatters. I think basically it's like that which like sows discord in where there doesn't need to be. So I don't know. I mean, hopefully we could ask one day. Maybe you can ask him when you go to hell. Listen, y'all, we got to wrap up this live feed. Thank you so much for joining us here on the DTFH. For those of you who are new to the channel, I would love it if you'd hit like and subscribe. This is super important, I think, because every other streamer asks people to do that. I've also noticed a more organized pattern in the methodology that people use for live streams, which I'm going to try to emulate. But if the more you hit like and subscribe, the more the algorithm suggests my podcast to other people, which I just think this is not right for a lot of people, and people come and are perplexed, and that seems fun to me. And also, though, more importantly, how many subscribers do we have now, Josh?
160. Give me 1 second. 163,000.
We have 163,000 subscribers. We got to get that number up, guys. We got to get that number up because I have been watching the new Beast Games, and there are so many references to the pyramids in there. It drives me fucking nuts. The goal of this channel, when we put all the absurd rambling aside, is we're trying to get enough subscribers and channel members so I can have more subscribers and members than Mr. Beast, at which point I will generate enough revenue to be able to buy the Egyptian pyramids. And I'm already in negotiations with Egypt. They're very open to it. It's just a little out of my price range right now by orders of magnitude. So we got to get these subscribers up because once it's like 2 months, if I had Mr. Beast subscribers, it would take me approximately 2, maybe 3 months to generate the revenue that I'm pretty sure the Egyptian government would not be able to say no to. At that point, I would become the owner of the pyramids. Once the pyramids are in my hand, we sign the title to the pyramids, we're going to fill them up with some kind of soda. I'm in negotiations right now with various companies, Pepsi, Coca-Cola, bidding war. And then we are going to dump a massive amount of Mentos into the top of the pyramids, and we're going to blow those motherfuckers up. We will have a festival happening at this time, and all of you who are the early members, you will be given free passes to this festival, and you will be able to witness the destruction of the pyramids and know that you are part of a global movement to eradicate the source of 100% of the suffering on the planet. To the Marxist in the chat, I know you think the problem is capitalism and the way that we currently view human beings as being replaceable pieces of shit that deserve rectangular bits of money for doing massive amounts of labor that benefit the ruling class, but that ain't it. Karl Marx, I don't even know if he knew the pyramids existed. If he did, I'm pretty sure the Communist Manifesto would be have a different target in it. And that target is the pyramids. We're going to take them out. And, you know, every great journey begins with a footstep. And your likes and subscribes, they're those little steps towards a planet where you can tell your children and your grandchildren, I'm the reason there are no more pyramids. I'm the reason. I helped. I joined. You know, no matter what your political take is on what's happening, Minneapolis, one thing we can see is that when people join together, it makes change happen. And, you know, if just groups of people in the streets of Minneapolis can make huge change happen in the federal government, think of what we could do when it comes to getting rid of the pyramids. I'm not trying to diminish what's going on over there, but I'm just saying some of the people out there protesting would be better served working with me to destroy the fucking pyramids. I'm saying go to the, cut the head off the snake. It's the pyramids. I'm saying get the dog out of the well. It's the pyramids. I'm saying get the shit off of the shoe of this planet. It's the fucking pyramids. You want to know why you feel weird? It's the pyramids. You want to know why your marriage didn't work out? It's the pyramids. You want to know why you feel lonely? Pyramids. I could go on and on. Hemorrhoids, pyramids. We will eliminate these fucking blemishes on the face of this beautiful planet. It's happening. We're doing it. Our subscribers are going up. We need memberships. We need super chats. So much money. I need billions. I don't even want to quantify it. But what is the value of a planet free of pyramids? Can you even put a price on that? What's the value of never having a nightmare again? What's the value of never prematurely ejaculating again? I think you can't really put a price tag on that, but what you can do is help. Every like, every subscribe, it pushes us one step closer to our goal. And once we could take out the pyramids, all the pyramids on the planet, all the pyramids, we're going to move on to Stonehenge. We'll get to that in the next episode. Thank you guys so much. I think we have some more super chats before we go.
Yeah, add one more.
AI latent space is connected to the imaginal realm, the informational layer of reality. I have to agree with you, Volapük. I totally think you're right about that. I think that AI latent space is some kind of protrusion of the astral realm or something being like digitized or flowing into meat space. It's the liminal bardo that is somehow making its way into the technological noosphere, or whatever you want to call it. Great way to wrap up the podcast. I love you guys. I'll see you next week. Until then, Hare Krishna. Cheers.